And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I gotta pause here for a minute. I gotta pause here and give you guys something big to think about, and I'm gonna give you something free. So stand by. So this is a crazy world. We know that already. That's why this show has so many opportunities to talk. This is a crazy world, and all you guys out there, all you right side ruffians, a lot of y'all are out there doing what you can to prepare for your retirement, but you're also the kind of people that stand up for what you believe in. But what if you found out that the things you're investing in may actually support stuff that is contrary to all the things you say you believe in? Happens all the time. Well, maybe it's time for you to meet Paul Breyer and his team of PhDs and financial experts at Inspire Advisors. Y'all, Inspire Advisors, one of our newest advertisers, I am talking about with them. It's financial planning that considers who you are, what you believe in, as much as your bottom line. These are solid local experts. They use biblically responsible investing, data-driven strategies to maximize your return. They do it in a way that impacts not just your bottom line, but the world in which you live. And I'm serious when I say that. This is what I call financial freedom. So here's the free thing. Maybe you want to check out your portfolio. Maybe you want to check and see if any of your investments are going to the wrong place. Well, you can go to their website and get what's called a free impact report. A free impact report. Go to www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's www.moneypatternwealth.com. Inspire Advisors. You can also go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. That's rightsidemedia.org. Click on the sponsors tab under Right Side Radio and click on their logo, goes right to their website. Listen, the bottom line is Inspire Advisors, they are conservative, godly, balanced. They'll bring you financial freedom. Check them out. Inspire Advisors at moneypatternwealth.com. All right, we're going to switch gears here. I'm on a new dipper. I got to cover down on some stuff. Talk about timely. Goodness. I mean, this show gets stuff ready in a timely fashion and then even grabs hold of the updates as we are in the air. Well, updates are abundant right now. So I'm going to talk about a thing called the SAVE Act. Listen, I don't know about y'all, but I still have questions about the 2020 election. I say that tongue-in-cheek because I know all of y'all do too. 2020 election was jacked up. It was a mess. It was a bona fide goat rodeo, all right? Herding cats and roping goats. That's what the 2020 election was. Listen, even if you count the votes, you still have to question where some of the votes came from. Why? Because you had bureaucrats in states changing their laws in violation of what their state law says they could do, but they did it because it was a pandemic. It was a national emergency. We can't do things normal. We got to fix the election. So many crazy things. If you had had one location, we'd all gone, dang, what's up with that state? It was everywhere. It was like a virus of its own, right? Election integrity was questioned everywhere. I say everywhere, not everywhere. Alabama, we didn't have any problems. Florida really didn't have any problems. But in places like Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, you had the most god-awful series of events. You had, you know, drop boxes and ballot harvesting and ballot stuffing and, you know, boxes full of ballots that would come out at 2 a.m. after they closed the doors and the poll watchers couldn't be there, and just on and on and on and on. Well, listen, one of the things that's got people very concerned is that as we begin to turn our attention to the 2024 election, people have a legitimate right to question and be concerned about whether or not there's going to be, you know, election issues in the coming election. People have a right to ask that question. Don't let anybody call you an election denier just because you're questioning. You know, by the way, if you're an election denier, so what? But the reality is this. Our elections are a constitutional right. They're not a privilege. They're not an opportunity. They're not just a sort of a perk. They're a right. The right to vote means something, and you cannot have somebody disenfranchise your rights by changing the elections process. by gerrymandering the ability of your vote to even count. Well, one of the ways we don't want to do that is see an oversaturation of people who shouldn't be allowed to vote in the first place. Now, the liberals are quick to say, oh, now, Phil, federal elections already say you can't have a non-citizen vote. Sure. So if that's the case, if we're not really worried about it, then why do we care if we just ask for proof of citizenship? Is it that hard? Is it that bad? Is it the kind of thing that, you know, burdens people? I don't think so. The thing called the SAVE Act, all right? So it's an acronym, S-A-V-E. It stands for Safeguard American Voter Eligibility. Cool acronym. The SAVE Act. The sponsors are in the Senate, U.S. Senator Mike Lee. In the House, it's Congressman Chip Roy from Texas. The SAVE Act was introduced earlier this year. It's co-sponsored in part by our own U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, who's coming on the show in about an hour. So the SAVE Act, would all it would do is amend the National Voter Registration Act. It's not talking about, see, what I don't want is I don't want the federal government taking over state elections. No. The same Biden administration that's trying to rule on Title IX, what would they do to our state laws on elections? Anyway, the bottom line is this. The SAVE Act just amends the Voter Registration Act. It makes requirements for states to not just issue a voter registration, but to also require U.S. citizenship be proven at the time of registration. It outlines the kind of documents you can use, sets up the alternative verification process for citizens that don't have standardized documents, like, you know, maybe you lost your birth certificate or whatever. I get it. Some of that stuff, I mean, but at what price do we put on election integrity? So the legislation also, by the way, compels states to then purge non-citizens off their rolls. I mean, yes, there are going to be some hiccups at first. But yes, in the long run, I think this is the way to go. Prove you're a citizen. Enjoy your vote. So Senator Lee have brought this to bear. And by the way, don't forget, we already know that the Biden administration is signing people up or giving them voter registration information regardless of whether they're a citizen. Why do we know that? Because our own Alabama Secretary of State, who came on the show week before last, Wes Allen, Secretary of State Wes Allen in Alabama, said that he discovered that Medicaid was actually issuing voter registration without requiring any individual to prove whether they were a citizen. Just like, oh, did we see you for a boo-boo? Here, take this. Oh, do we see you for a booster shot? Oh, here, take this. Sign up. We'll take care of it. We'll turn it in. Oh, they'll find out if you're eligible later. All right. Where's the SAVE Act now? Well, it was introduced back in early May. Story here from local press out in Washington, D.C. Senate Democrats rejected the SAVE Act introduced by Senator Mike Lee. Okay. So on a purely party line vote, the Democrats in the Senate said no. Why? Well, we don't need this, they say. It's just, what do they call it? A solution looking for a problem. How condescending is that? The very idea. So what they're saying now, what they're saying now is, we don't have to do this because, you know, it's really not necessary. You've got 11 million illegals that has flooded in. 11 million. And oh, by the way, we already know that there are certain jurisdictions, like Washington, D.C. being one, where they're allowing non-citizens to vote in their local elections, their state elections. Out in Arizona, I just saw today that they only require proof of citizenship for... Oh, I'm sorry. They require proof of citizenship for your state elections, but they don't require it for you to sign up for federal. They just tell you, hey, by the way, make sure you're real. So Democrats dismissed this, said they weren't going to do it. That was in late May. Now it's moved to the House, where Congressman Mike Roy has gotten, or Chip Roy has gotten involved. Well, let me just tell you, the House Dems are now up in arms about this. They don't want it. They don't want the election integrity question being something that goes into the election season. They don't want to deal with the idea of actually requiring all the people they're letting flood in across our borders have to prove that they're a citizen before they can maybe vote one day and help influence the elections. Hey, we gave you free stuff. Remember that free lodging we gave you? Remember how we gave you a free plane ticket? Hey, remember how we gave you all that free food? Hey, remember how we welcomed you in with open arms and, you know, just kind of said, swim across the river and we'll take care of you? And we sent you to New York, sent you to San Francisco, sent you everywhere. We gave you free stuff. Hey, if you wind up getting the ability to vote, do you think you could vote for us? That's the way this goes right now. Fox News has an article, Dateline yesterday. The House Democrats are uniting their efforts against the SAVE Act. Really? Oh yeah, they are. House Democrats launched a united effort, says Fox News, to vote against a Republican-backed election bill that would require voters provide proof of citizenship. Republicans are pushing the SAVE Act. Democrat leadership is now officially urging its House members to vote against the bill, saying that it would place a, quote, extreme burden on countless Americans. As opposed to what? Watching your elections go down the tubes because 11 million illegals flooded in and influenced the vote? I know that 11 million are not going to vote. You can't get 100% of American voter citizens to turn out for the election. But if trends are what we see in voter turnout in general, like when you go to the elections and you see 23% turnout, which still boggles my mind. I don't think I've ever missed a vote since I was 18. But if trends are the same and turnout is, say, 23% for registered voters, and within those registered voters, 15%, 10% even of the 11 million and 10% of 11 million is 1.1 million people. And if they voted, and 23% of those voted, well, you're still looking at what? A quarter million? That's a lot of votes that should never be. All I'm saying is this. Why would the Dems oppose this? Well, they oppose it because they don't want anything to point at what they've allowed to happen in the past, and they don't want anything to stand in the way of their new batch of voters they've been bringing in. They've been importing voters. And U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville is one of the sponsors of the SAVE Act. So tell you what I'll do. Let's do this. The White House, here's the update. The White House just issued a statement on the SAVE Act just while I was on the air. We'll take a break right now. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you a little bit more about the House Democrats opposing this worthy bill. And then I'll tell you what the White House had to say just today. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower.
Hey, don't forget, by the way, coming up at 4:30 today, our U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville will be calling in. We'll get you in the go-home half hour there with Coach Tuberville calling in and giving us his thoughts on several things. I imagine he's going to have plenty to say because he already has. He was on Maria Bartiromo on Sunday, I believe. Plenty to say about the Biden administration, about Biden's capacity to manage the affairs of state. And then at the same time, I'm probably going to ask him about the SAVE Act because that's what I'm talking about right now, and he's one of the co-sponsors in the Senate. Now, in the Senate, the Democrats have already shot it down. The question is, what's going to happen now in the House? I realize you have to have both. There is a legitimate grounds for passing something, knowing full well the elections are coming up, holding that over their heads like a club. At the same time, you get it passed in the House, and it sits there, transmitted to the Senate. And if we can take back the majority in the Senate in this election, we may not get all these passed before the 2024s. I feel certain we're not. But you get it poised for success in a new Republican majority Senate, and then hopefully a Republican president who can then sign it. So there's value in doing this, a lot of value. So the bottom line is the SAVE Act, which
stands for Safeguard American Voter Eligibility. The SAVE Act, designed to prevent illegals from having the ability to vote, not just say, well, it's already illegal. That's all the Democrats saying. It's already illegal. Why are we doing this? This is a problem looking for a solution, looking for a problem. Not really. I say go for it. Well, they are. And the Democrats are lining up. So the Democrats are doing right now what they call whipping their votes. The House whip, House Minority Whip, Catherine Clark, Democrat from Massachusetts, wrote up a piece that went around to all their members, the Democrat caucus in the House, encouraging them to all vote no on House Resolution 8281, which is the SAVE Act. Okay, so Democrats are lining up against it in the House. Just today, the Biden administration issued a statement. Statement of Administration Policy, July 8th, 2024. I'm looking at it right now from the Executive Office of the President. The administration strongly opposes H.R. 8281, the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. It is already illegal for non-citizens to vote in federal elections, says the Biden office. It's a federal crime punishable by prison and fines, and the alleged justification for this bill is based on easily disproven falsehoods. What falsehoods? There's 11 freaking million illegals here, and we don't want them to vote, and some of your more liberal, localized, and state election officials are already letting them register, so why will we not be concerned? It's intuitive. You can look at this and go, yeah, I can see that being a problem. That's enough. The statement goes on to say a variety of things. The evidence is clear. The current laws to prevent non-citizen voting as working are working as intended. It's extraordinarily rare for non-citizens to break the law by voting in federal elections. It's rare. Doesn't happen too often. We don't get many murders by illegals. There aren't many violent crimes by illegals. There aren't many drug trafficking crimes by illegals. There aren't many votes by illegals. How about one's enough? If the evidence exists that it does happen, why would you not go, maybe we should do something? It says the president has been clear. He will continue fighting to protect Americans' sacred right to vote in free, fair, and secure elections by calling on Congress to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. That's a jackleg act. That's like a liberal wish list of how badly can we construe our voting laws. That's the federal government usurping voting laws. No. How about this? All we're saying is just make sure they're citizens. That ain't hard. Elon Musk came out and weighed in on this. Elon Musk, story here on Fox News, Dateline Saturday. Elon Musk weighed in on a bill proposed by House Speaker Mike Johnson. By the way, Mike Johnson had a big press conference, the Speaker of the House did, about the SAVE Act and how it's a priority for the Republican membership. Johnson unveiled the SAVE Act, originally pushed by Chip Roy from Texas, at a press conference in Mar-a-Lago earlier this year. Leading up to the July 4th week-long recess, Johnson would circulate a memo. He also put it out on social media on X, on Twitter. Elon Musk said, "Those who oppose this are traitors." All caps, traitors. And what's the penalty for traitors again? Says Elon Musk. Reasonable. Interesting. All right, folks, we're switching gears. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.